This is VK6ARN. You're listening to News West. WA Amateur Radio News is a community organisation and has been serving up the news since 1931. Hello and welcome to News West for Sunday, the 2nd of August, 2026. My name is Phil, VK6DEV, and I'm your presenter for this morning. It's a big show this morning, so let's get on with the news.
Good morning, this is WAG News for the 2nd of August. By now, WAG members have begun to meet up at the NCRG club rooms for the technical day. It's okay, we'll be here for hours, so come on down and say hi. Or should that be come on up? Anyway, in the words of Special Agent Pride from NCIS New Orleans, learn something about repeaters. After this news will be this week's edition of the WAG Technical and General Net, live from the NCRG. Well, we'll see what the gods of tomorrow will bring us today. As you know, I'm recording this in the past. It's still Friday morning for me. Anyway, catching up, moving further into our combined future. Yes, that's tomorrow for both of us, now that you're listening. So, Monday night, yep, tomorrow night, is the next general meeting of the West Australian Repeater Group, a hybrid, both in person at First Pelican Point Sea Scout Hall, number 12 Australia 2 Drive in Crawley, and for WAG members, online meeting. Check the WAG website under the Members tab for the link to join in online. For the rest of us, the doors will open at 7pm for a 7:30pm start. There are refreshments in the form of tea, coffee and biscuits, and perhaps other stuff. As members who regularly turn up physically to meetings will know, sometimes we have cakes, either made by members or store-bought. Even occasionally, Trevor 6MS brings some goodies baked by Debbie 6OJ, very occasionally. These drinks and other goodies are only consumable by those physically in attendance, as they have proven difficult to serve online via digital means. As always, there is, of course, plenty of time to meet up and discuss the wind with your fellow WAGians, both before and after the meeting. And tomorrow night, we are pleased to welcome Andrew Johnson, VK6 Sierra Whiskey Romeo, as a guest speaker. Andrew is the leader of the WA Scout Radio Communications team and has asked to come along and speak to us about the activities of Branch Radio Team. Most of us know about JOTA, but there's more, much, much more happening besides that. Like many amateur radio clubs, WAG has a long association with the Scout movement, and this will be a chance to understand the aims of Branch Radio Team and consider whether we might assist with supporting them and how. So the Tech and General Net on RLM and Hubs from 10:30 this morning. If you're listening to this in the evening, you've missed it. It's next week. We're all down, or should that be up at the NCRG today, and tomorrow night is the August General Meeting. An action-packed edition of WAG News for today. With that, it's 7-3s from VK6RRG. And now for something completely different. A word from Wison, WA. The Wison AGM for the VK6 call area will take place on the third Monday of this month, so 3 weeks ago. That will be happening in person at First Midland Scout Hall, number 10 Helen Street in Bellevue. Nominations are open for service this coming year, and with Bob VK6KW in rehab from surgery, the rest of us shall need to step up a little. There is more to do in the rebuilding and revamping of Wison in WA as a modern MCOMS team, and your input may be a good spark forward. Get in contact, info@wisonwa.org. That's info@WhiskeyIndiaCharlieEchoNovemberWhiskeyAlpha.org. Become part of the team. Paid membership is $25 a year, and we will welcome your input. Wison in Western Australia has been around since the 1950s, and just as so much has changed in technology in all that time, we hope today to reflect the difference in a more modern outlook. First Midland is located in Bellevue, easily approached from the Great Eastern Highway, Roe or Reed Highways, and that's basically from anywhere in the metro area or even the Eastern Hills. Doors will open on the 17th of this month at 7 for a 7:30 p.m. start. Everyone is welcome. There will also be a Jitsi link for online attendance. Get yourself known by us and we'll send you out a link. Our regular Wednesday night nets continue on 3.600 plus or minus QRM and the linked hubs network from 2000 every Wednesday night. Again, everyone is welcome, member or not. We can only be stronger together, more resilient when we plan not to flail about at a time of real need by instinctively knowing what we're doing with our portable comms. Yes, Wison in VK6 focuses on getting out and practicing portable communications and are interested in adding to the budding mesh core network here in Perth and Western Australia. This could be of real functional use if the fit ever hits the shan. That's all I've got from Wison today. Make yourself conversant with our website, wisonwar.org. Thanks for listening. 7.3s from Mark, VK6XLZ, and from VK6 Whiskey India Echo.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6CSW, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's August Bulletin to go to air. This month, as well as the latest club news, John, VK3 Mike Kilo, poses the controversial question, who invented radio? This may well have been a Russian, Alexander Popov, rather than Marconi. Everyone, REOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the program and join in the callbacks afterwards. Tomorrow, Chris, VK6JI, will broadcast the bulletin at 8 a.m. local time on 80 meters on 3620 kHz and again at 10 a.m. on 40 meters on 7088 kHz. Also at 10 a.m. we have the bulletin transmitted on 2 meters, 6 meters and 70 centimeters via the News West linked repeater system. Full details of all transmission times, frequencies and modes can be found on the REOTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC Broadcasts. If none of the transmission times suit you, or you wish to hear it again, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the club website. The monthly luncheon meeting. I'm pleased to advise that the July lunchtime meeting was well attended and that the August lunchtime meeting will be on Tuesday, August the 11th at the usual venue, the historic 7 Mile Bar and Bistro in Balcatta, starting at 11:30. Full details are on the club website. Non-members are most welcome to join in. Importantly, if you're planning to attend, be sure to contact lunch coordinator Alastair, VK6ATX, as soon as possible to reserve your seat. Alastair's email is vk6kif@bigpond.com. Once again, that's Alastair's old call sign, VK6KiloIndiaFoxtrot@bigpond.com. Tune in tomorrow for the August REOTC Bulletin. Enjoy the program and please join in the callbacks afterwards. 7-3 from Clive, VK6CSW.
This is NewsWest from VK6ARN, produced by amateurs for amateurs, purely about the hobby of amateur communication and experimentation.
Hi all, last week I provided an update on our preparations for the NCRG Hamfest. I stated that it was on the 23rd of August, but actually, it's on the 30th of August. If you turn up on the 23rd, you will be lonely and have nothing to buy. Apologies for any confusion caused. So, set aside the 30th of August for the annual NCIG Hamfest, the largest and longest-running hamfest in the WA calendar since 1989. This year, we will have our raffle once again, with tickets already on sale online. You can win a $2,000 voucher for your choice of one of three ham radio businesses. Second prize, a ICOM IC52A digital portable radio. Third prize is an ICOM T10 analog portable radio. And fourth prize is a voucher for $150 for purchases from Comtech Radio. For more detail on how to buy your tickets, check out www.ncrg.org.au. Again, www.ncrg.org.au. We see the return of the homebrew competition. Winner will win a TYT 8900 Plus quad band mobile transceiver, and there is a second prize for the best entrant who has been a ham for less than 3 years. So, if you've been working on a project you think is innovative or just plain hard to do, bring it along, or if that isn't practical, bring photos and a one-page description of the project for the judges to view. We still have a couple of tables left to hire out, so if you have stuff to sell, contact Brad on 0427-401-513. Again, 0427-401-513. Tables are $10 for anyone actually selling things, or free for volunteer organisations not selling things. Entry fee is $7 for all buyers and sellers alike. So where is it? It's at the Cyril Jackson Community Hall in Fisher Street, Bassendean, quite close to Ashfield Station on the Midland Line. It's also quite close to the Bassendean Hotel on Old Perth Road, which is a popular spot for lunch after the event, and the Rail Museum on Railway Parade, which is also well worth a visit afterwards. A number of quality vendors will be there, including Horizon, Ted Emtron, Communication Systems Geraldton, representing ICOM, and Comtech Radio. WAG will be there, lots of individuals, and RASA will also be in attendance. So, grab some friends and come along to NCRG Hamfest 2026. See you there.
So you're a new amateur. You've got a bit of a shack up and running, but you don't get on air as often as you thought you would. Is amateur radio really as dull as this? One answer could be yes. That is, if you let it be dull. What's keeping you off air? It's a good bet that it might be about your confidence to get on air. Confidence, or lack thereof, will quickly feed that nagging feeling that you're not good enough to get on air yet. Let's look at riding a bicycle. Will you ever learn to ride a bike without getting onto the bicycle first? If anyone says yes to that, I'd appreciate a 2-minute recorded discussion of how that was done, and I'll put it to air for the betterment of us all. And back to the bicycle analogy, you won't learn to ride a bike until you, well, ride a bike. The same goes for on-air confidence. You won't grow your on-air confidence until you get on air. There are many options for you to take the plunge and get on air, however, the baptism by fire method is a good choice. This entails teaming up with someone and taking part in a radio contest or something similar. You're straight in, straight off the deep end, no time to have second thoughts. If you can't wait for the next contest, but you won't have to because we've got the RD contest coming up in a couple of weeks, have a look at vk6.net where the local nets are listed. Find a local on-air net and join in. Nets are friendly, and you're not expected to talk for a long time in each over, and you'll be made welcome. And while you're at it, you can observe how the other folk operate on air. Most amateurs are friendly folk, and they hardly bite much at all. Whatever method you choose to make that jump from low confidence to super ham, just do it. Jump in and scare off the nagging doubts of no confidence. I'm Bob VK6POP.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Over the years, I've had the opportunity to operate my station with other amateurs in close proximity. From a community perspective, this is loads of fun. From a radio perspective, it's been frustrating, to put it mildly. For example, if you're operating on, say, 40 metres and your friends are playing on 20 metres or 15 metres, if you're not careful, you'll all end up hating each other at the end of the weekend, due to the harmonic nature of the amateur bands. Imagine my surprise when Keith, Whiskey 6 Kilo Mike Echo, mentioned in passing that together with the other members of the Cuneo Valley Amateur Radio Club, callsign Alpha Alpha 6 Charlie Victor, managed to operate 25 stations within a 300-meter circle from each other, without commercial electricity. Oh, did I mention the antennas have to be within the circle and they operated on 80 meters, 40 meters, 20 meters, 15 meters, 10 meters and 6 meters? No doubt there were other bands that I'm not aware of. And if that wasn't impressive enough, about a third of the space was allocated to public information. You can see their efforts at charlievictoralpharomeocharlie.org. Mind blown. Given my less than exciting experiences to date, my first question to Keith was about interstation interference, and Keith pointed me at a freely available article published in the May 2026 edition of QST magazine, titled Station Setup Techniques to Prevent Field Day RFI, by Conrad, November 2 Yankee Charlie Hotel, which discusses a whole range of stations, including the Alpha Alpha 6 Charlie Victor Field Day Station. Very informative. One takeaway was that this is within the realm of doable for all of us. Another takeaway was that the stations in the article all appear to be high power, which is not something I have experience with, nor the budget for. I recalled that my local friends had done some abortive attempts at using so-called coax stub filters, essentially several specific lengths of coax that act as filters at particular frequencies, either to pass that frequency so you can hear it, or to block the frequency so you don't hear it. If you have a roll of coax, this could be a pretty cost-effective way of making some field day filters. Somewhat tangentially, the other day I was having a conversation with a friend about technology in the world. We're both of similar age, and memories of Commodore VIC-20, MOS technologies, bulletin boards and serial port multiplexers punctuated our discussion. At one point, my friend commented on the vast knowledge and expertise held by a respected colleague, the implication being that we did not fall into that category. Given that we just spent the better part of 90 minutes discussing technology going back multiple decades and their impact in the world today, I pointed out that we too fell into that, quote, expert, unquote, category. It's funny, even though I've been in computing for over 40 years and written over 780 articles on the topic of amateur radio, I don't particularly think of myself as an expert. I think I know enough to know that there's plenty I know absolutely nothing about, and lots I know enough about to know that I'm dangerous. Imagine my surprise when I searched for RG6 coax stub filters and discovered a post on Hackaday called Coax Stub Filters Demystified. It opens up with the sentence, quote, "Unless you hold a first-degree RF wizard rating, chances are good that coax stubs seem a bit baffling to you," end quote, and goes on to introduce some interesting observations and links to a YouTube video by Fez Electronics, cunningly titled Coax Stub Filters, which includes a whole lot of detailed information, simulation and visualization of various aspects of this phenomenon, including the impact of different types of coax, combinations of these and countless other variations, that I think is aptly captured under RF Wizard, even if some Hackaday comments were dismissive. It brings me back to the underlying conversation around expertise. Everyone brings their own journey to this hobby. For some, a coax stub filter is trivial. For others, it's magical, if not magic. I think that given the complexity of the interaction between multiple filters, as shown by Fez Electronics in their video, it's more complex than might appear at first glance. Now, all I have to do is figure out if it's possible for me to create a set of stubs for my next shared field day. I'm thinking it would help if it was modular, so we can mix and match, but that's a challenge for next time I'm left alone near a pile of coax with a V&A, cutters, coax strippers, compression tool, and a packet of F-type compression connectors. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
You are listening to News West, your weekly news from VK6 ARN. If you have any items for the news, the latest they can be submitted is noon Friday. If you have an item you would like read out by the news team, please give plenty of notice to allow someone to record the item before the Friday deadline. This is Darren, VK6EK, for Amateur Radio News, VK6 ARN.
Well, here we are in August, and there's a few things happening this month, so let's talk about them, and not necessarily in date order. Right there at the end of the month is the NCRG's Hamfest. I'll leave its promotion to others, however, I'll be there representing RASA, and to talk with you about what RASA is up to and what we stand for. I'm looking forward to catching up with you, so when you see me there, stop and have a chat. Coming up very soon on the 15th and 16th of August is the Remembrance Day contest. The RD contest commemorates the amateurs who died during World War II and is designed to encourage friendly participation and help improve the operating skills of participants. It's held on the weekend closest to the 15th of August, the date on which hostilities ceased in the Southwest Pacific area, and the contest is right on that date this year. The RD is a multifaceted contest providing for individual operators and multi-operator stations, and then there's a teams feature where three stations can compete both in their own right and as part of a team. The RD contest also pitches state against state, where the state's total scores are fed into a formula on a spreadsheet. The formula considers how many amateurs there are in the state versus how many participants there were in the contest. Throw in a few other variables, an onion and a sprig of parsley, and stir well, and the result is the winning state. I'm not sure how they arrive at the number of actual amateurs per state, as since the class license was introduced and the removal of amateurs from the Register of Radio Licenses, all that can be really measured is the number of call signs authorised, and we all know someone with more than one call sign. Having said all that, however, the important things you need to know about the RD contest are: it's on Saturday to Sunday, the 15th, 16th of August, and it's a 24-hour contest. You don't have to do the whole 24 hours. The RD contest is often called the friendly contest. It's nowhere nearly as hard and fast as the big international contests. You need to look at the rules of the contest. These are on the WIA website, wia.org.au. There's a few options for logging software, and these are listed on the website. If you're relatively new to contesting or just a contesting lightweight like me, probably the best software would be VK Contest Logger or the VK5 Delta Juliet RD Log. There's more about those on the website. If new to contests, see if you can get together with a more experienced operator or get a few club members together to have a go. Next week I'll check in to see how you're going. Meanwhile, I'd better get my own act together and get my stuff ready. The VK6 Free DV Net is still operating on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on 40 metres. Free DV is an amazing piece of software that has evolved from something difficult to set up and not sounding very good to a slick app that on install sets itself up, detects your hardware, sets the audio levels, and it has radio control built into it. The software can be run on Windows, Mac, Linux, and Flex radios. Visit the Free DV website to explore. That's freedv.org for the setup, and Tuesdays 4 p.m. for the VK6 net on 40 metres. When you activate Free DV, you can use Free DV Viewer to see who's connected, and the Free DV Viewer pops up when you activate the software. So give Free DV a try. You can work HF with no QR Nancy, no QR mic, and it holds up to about -3 decibels signal to noise. So that's my bleeding lot. I'm Bob VK6POP.
In Western Australia and beyond, News West is available on air, online, and on demand. Visit our website, vk6.net, to find out how. This is VK6 Amateur Radio News.
And finally this morning, Roy, what's on the helpline?
Tony, VK6 Alpha Tango India, still has the following items from his shack clearance. He's running out of daylight, so give him a call, make an offer on the following equipment. He has a Motorola Golf Mic 300 VHF UHF 40 watt mobile transceiver, 146, 274, and 449 to 470 megahertz. Is a standard VHF 70 centimeter and VHF handheld transceiver with manual. There's a Philips FM92 mobile transceiver, 25 watts, pre-programmed to 70 meter frequencies. There's a Datol model FL1 frequency agile audio filter. There's also a Leader Tango Romeo dip meter, model Lima Mic Delta 815. There's a Tech model Tango Echo 20 Delta signal generator, a Uniden Bearcat scanner receiver, a UBC 200 XLT, a power plus switch mode power supply, 240 volts in and 12 volts to 6 amps out. There's a Hanson model FSHF power and SWR meter, 100 watts, switchable 75 and 50 ohms. And there's a Roland 2x2 USB audio MIDI interface, $20 for that. There's an MRF noise bridge model MJ202 with manual. There's a ZLP electronics data link solid state PC to transceiver interface with integrated sound card. And there's also a Yufeng digital clamp meter. There's also a Stenel two-pole step voltage tester, 6 volts to 660 volts. Please contact Tony, help him clear his shack. Tony may be contacted on his email, Tango Alpha Romeo Golf Echo November Tango India at aussiebroadband.com.au, or his phone number. His landline is 089-528-6735, and his mobile 0472-608-523. That one again, 0472-608-523. That's all I have for you for this week. If you have any items for next week's broadcast, please get in touch with me. The email address is victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. And 7-3 from me, 7-3 from him. Cheers for now.
Well, we've come to the end of another News West broadcast. Thank you to the team at VK6ARN, our readers and contributors, and those that put the broadcast to air every week. And especially to you, our listeners. We welcome feedback via newswest@vk6.net. Please stand by now for the callbacks after the broadcast, or you can visit vk6.net and fill out the callback form. 73 from me, VK6DEV, and all the team at WA Amateur Radio News.